Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Rose, teaching pastor here at Emmanuel Faith, and today's devotional is called The Mind of Christ. Let me first begin by reading 1 Corinthians 2, verses 16 in the NIV. It says, "Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." After talking about the miraculous discernment that we received from the Holy Spirit, Paul quotes this passage from Isaiah 40, verse 13. It's a very simple question that Isaiah asks, but it is also a not-so-subtle recognition that God is God and we are not. So while we can try to understand God's ways, we can't and won't fully understand everything. This is the very same passage that Paul quotes in the book of Romans after 11 chapters of the most dense theological content ever written. Who has known the mind of the Lord? As if Paul is saying, I'm doing my best here to understand and explain all of this to you, but God is bigger and so far beyond us that no one will ever be able to completely explain God's mind. This is the same force with which Isaiah asks the question in the original context. He's asking a bunch of humbling questions as if to say, stop being so arrogant and just trust Almighty God. However, in the original Hebrew of Isaiah 40 verse 13, there are some interesting clues to why Paul would bring this verse up in 1 Corinthians when talking about the Spirit. The word that Isaiah uses for mind is the Hebrew word ruach, which is a fun word to say, but is also it can be translated as spirit or wind or breath. Many English versions of the Bible even translate it as spirit with a capital S. This means that the question that Isaiah might have been asking is, who has known the spirit of Yahweh? This would explain why Paul goes to this passage here in the context of 1 Corinthians 2. However, when he translates the Hebrew into Greek, he doesn't use the word for spirit, which is pneuma. He uses nous, which is the word for mind, or even better, soul. Okay, let's put all these together now. Paul is taking the Hebrew concept of spirit and translating it into a Greek concept of soul. In other words, Paul is asking the question, who has really known the soul or the essence of God? I think this is a great question in and of itself, but it gets even better because Paul doesn't stop there. He actually answers the question. Notice the last phrase of chapter 2, it says, but we have the mind or the soul or the essence of Christ. He substitutes Lord, the Greek translation of the Hebrew Yahweh, with Christ. What? There's so much going on here. It's amazing. But for now, I just want to point out that this isn't like a theological punt, as if to say, oh, wow, who knows? No, Paul is suggesting that we can finally, for the first time, answer Isaiah's ancient question in the affirmative because we have Jesus. We can say, yes, we know the Spirit of Yahweh. And this changes everything. I hope it does for you. God bless everybody. Take care.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.